Now, you all did very well, thank you. It was quite an improvement over last week.
Thanks to Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara, thank you. Now, I have the pleasure of introducing our speaker, Penelope. All right. She has been with the church how long?
27 years.
27 years. And it's been fun working with her. And she has done classes and finally became a minister, and we are really proud of her. Please give a big hand to Penelope.
Thank you, Patty. I appreciate it. Thanks. So I'm one of those ones who has to take my glasses off to read. So tonight I'm going to, happy Halloween Eve. This is wonderful, huh? Great, great. All right, so tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about color energy. So we're all aware of the colors around us, but do we really know the spiritual meanings and the relevance behind them? So I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of an education on that. So our most important energy source is light, and the entire spectrum of colors is derived from light. Sunlight, which contains all the wavelengths, consists of the entire electromagnetic spectrum that we depend on to exist on this planet. Light flows through our eyes and triggers hormonal production, which influences our entire complex biochemical system. This biochemical system then affects our well-being. So we know that each color found in the visible light spectrum has its own wavelength and its own frequency, which produces a specific energy and has nutritive effect. We know that some rays can be dangerous if we're exposed to them, like X-rays and gamma rays and ultraviolet rays and microwaves. But gamma waves are a form of electromagnetic radiation, as are radio waves. And infrared radiation, ultraviolet radiation, X-rays, and microwaves. And those gamma rays can even be used to treat cancer. And the gamma ray bursts are even studied by astronomers. And so electromagnetic radiation is transmitted in waves or particles at different wavelengths and frequencies. Can you see why scientists eat this stuff up? I mean, it's just... But the visible light, the rainbow, has a soothing effect on us. We often hear that when we tune into spirit here in our spirit world, we need to tune in our frequency or dial in on the radio just so we can get a clear communication, a clear channel in our communication. So there's a big similarity there. Perhaps this is why some of us have even seen lights as angels, and also auras on people. Pretty interesting. Light is the only energy we can see, and we see it in the form of color. Isn't that interesting? So light consists of seven color energies. And I learned this when I sing this to the kids, but I have to sing it differently now, because we would go red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, indigo, or indigo, violet. You know, it'd be red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple normally, but, you know, indigo and then violet. So each color is connected to various areas in our body, you know, with the chakras. And they'll affect us each differently, emotionally, physically, and mentally. And by learning how each color influences us, we can effectively use color to give us an extra boost of energy when we need it. And I've even heard, you know, hospitals paint the room certain colors, and the feng shui person comes in and knows different colors. Also, McDonald's has the different colors that say to our brain, get them in, get them out, get them in, get them out, get them in, get them out. So they really know. There's a group, actually a board of just a few people that really specify the colors that we will have like 5 years. They know 5 years ahead of time what colors are going to be popular. So then people can do the prints and the fabrics and the wallpaper and the wrapping paper and our clothes. And so that's all designed ahead of time by just a board of people. And they're on the color. It's a color board. This is real fascinating. They have a lot of education on color. Very interesting. So I'm going to go through the different colors so I can give you a little bit of understanding on them, because certain people kind of also resonate with different rays. I've been known to that I resonate on the turquoise ray. I don't know if anybody knows me. I wear a lot of turquoise like that. So anyway, so red. We'll start off with red. Red means home, money, security, vitality, courage, self-confidence. Red is a color of extremes. It's a color of passionate love, seduction, violence, danger, anger, and adventure. Our prehistoric ancestors saw red as the color and fire of blood, energy, and primal life forces, and most of red's symbolism today arises from its powerful associations in the past. Red is also a magical and religious color. It symbolized superhuman heroism to Greeks and is the color of the Christian crucifixion. I had no idea about that one. Red was almost as rare as expensive as purple in ancient days, a fact that many can, that's why they are considering it magical and has power, because it was so hard to come by. And so paradoxically, today's intense red dyes come from crushed insects, the lac beetle and the cochineal. I looked that up. It's a different type of a beetle. It's interesting with bright red colors. Use red when you need to meet a demanding day and when you feel drained of energy. The color red provides the power of the earth and gives energy on all levels. It connects us to our physical body. Everything that is to be commenced needs the life vitality of red. I remember getting a reading one time from Reverend Alvina Davis one time, and she knew that I was going to be looking for a job. You know, I was in, and so she came and said to me, wear red to that job interview and you'll get it. So I made sure I bought a red skirt and I wore red and I got the job. So have you noticed men in power, you know, a lot of them have the red ties.
Yeah.
Yep. So personality traits: courageous, confident, humanistic, strong-willed, spontaneous, honest, and extroverted. The root chakra is governed by the red energy. So now here we go to orange. Orange means creativity, addictions, and sexuality. Happiness, confidence, resourcefulness. Orange symbolizes energy, vitality, cheer, excitement, adventure, warmth, and good health. Orange is vibrant. You're wearing orange back there. It's hot, healthy, fruity, and engaging, but it can be abrasive and crass. It's a polarizing color. People either love it or detest it. Orange brings joy to our work day and strengthens our appetite for life. Orange is the best emotional stimulant. It connects us with our senses and helps to remove inhibitions and makes us independent and social. In our contemporary world, orange is the color of marmalade, Halloween, traffic cones, life rest, Cheetos, and Halloween jack-o'-lanterns. Orange is the color of prison uniforms in the United States, and so orange is the new black. No. So personality traits for orange is they're enthusiastic people. They're happy, sociable, energetic, sporty, self-assured, and constructive. The spleen chakra is governed by the orange energy. Now we'll move on to yellow. Yellow means power and control, wisdom, clarity, self-esteem. Yellow gives us clarity of thought. It increases our awareness and stimulates interest and curiosity. Yellow energy is related to the ability to perceive and understand. The yellow energy connects us to our mental self. personality traits are good-humored, optimistic, confident, practical, and intellectual. Yellow is the most luminous of all the colors of the spectrum. It's the color that captures our attention more than any other color. In the natural world, yellow is the color of sunflowers, which is the sign for spiritualism, and daffodils, egg yolks, lemons, canaries, and bees. In our contemporary human-made world, yellow is the color of SpongeBob, happy faces, Post-its, and signs that alert us to danger or caution. It's the color of happiness and optimism, of enlightenment and creativity, sunshine and spring. Lurking in the background is the dark side of yellow, which is cowardice, betrayal, egoism, and madness. Furthermore, yellow is a color of caution and physical illness, jaundice, malaria, and pestilence. Perhaps it's no coincidence that our sources of yellow pigments are toxic metals, cadmium, lead, and chrome. Yellow's global similarities are significant. It's almost in every culture that yellow represents sunshine, happiness, and warmth. Yellow is a color most associated with the deity in many religions in Hinduism and ancient Egypt. Yellow is a color of traffic lights and signs incubating caution all over the world. The solar plexus chakra is governed by the yellow energy. Now we'll move to green. Green is loving. It means loving and healing, balance, love, and self-control. Green helps relax muscles, nerves, and thoughts. It cleanses and balances our energy and to give a feeling of renewal, peace, and harmony. Green connects us to unconditional love and is used for balancing our whole being. Green is no longer just a color. It's now the symbol of ecology, and it's a verb. Since the beginning of time, green has signified growth, rebirth, and fertility. In pagan times, there was a green man. Now there's a burning man. There was a green man, a symbol of fertility. In Muslim countries, it's the holy color, and in Ireland, a lucky color. It was the color of the heavens in the Ming Dynasty. The English language reflects some strange attributes. Would you rather be green with envy, which is extremely envious, green behind the ears, which is immature, or green around the gills, which is nauseated? Personality traits are understanding, self-controlled, adaptable, sympathetic, compassionate, generous, humble, nature-loving, and romantic. The heart chakra is governed by the green energy. Now we'll move on to blue, which means communication and truth-telling, knowledge, health, and decisiveness. This is a mentally relaxing color. Blue has a pacifying effect on the nervous system and brings great relaxation, ideal for sleep problems and hyperactive children. It connects us to holistic thought and gives us wisdom and clarity, enhancing communication and speech. Blue is a favorite color of all people. I should say of most people. It's nature's color for water and sky, but is rarely found in fruits and vegetables. Tell that to my blueberries in my refrigerator. So today, blue is embraced as a color of heaven and authority. Denim jeans and corporate logos. It is cold, wet, and slow as compared to red's warmth, fire, and intensity. Blue has more complex and contradictory meanings than any other color. These can be easily explained by pinpointing the specific shade of blue. Dark blue, trust, dignity, intelligence, authority. Bright blue, cleanliness, strength, dependability, coolness. The origin of these meanings arise from the qualities of the ocean and inland waters, most of which are more tangible. Light sky blue is peace, serenity, ethereal, spiritual, infinity. The origin of these meanings is the intangible aspects of the sky. Most blues convey a sense of trust, loyal, cleanliness, and understanding. On the other hand, blue evolved as a symbol of depression in American culture. Singing the blues and feeling blue are good examples of the complexity of the color symbolism and how it has been evolved over different cultures. Personality traits: loyal, tactful, affectionate, inspiring, inventive, caring, and cautious. The throat chakra is governed by the blue energy. Indigo means visions and psychic abilities. That's up here. Intuition, mysticism, understanding. The indigo energy connects us to our unconscious self and gives us the experience of being part of the whole universe, strengthens intuition, imagination, psychic powers, and increases dream activity. The color of indigo symbolizes the inner mind. It is associated with intuition, consciousness, and psychic abilities. Indigo is used in meditation to achieve relaxation, reassurance, and also to increase psychic abilities. It is the color of the third eye chakra. Also, it governs the quality and clarity of our thoughts and intuition. The presence of indigo in our aura shows a seeker of the spiritual truth. Personality traits are intuitive, fearless, practical, idealistic, wise, and a truth seeker. The brow chakra is governed by the indigo energy. Now we'll end with the violet. Violet means spirituality, beauty, creativity, inspiration. Violet purifies our thoughts and feelings, giving us inspiration in all undertakings. The violet energy connects us to our spiritual self, bringing guidance, wisdom, and inner strength. It enhances artistic talent and creativity. Purple's rarity in nature and the intense of creating the color and has given a purple a supernatural aura for centuries. So purple is also the most powerful wavelength in the rainbow, which I thought was very interesting. And it's a color with a powerful history that has evolved over time. In fact, the origins of the symbolism of purple are more significant and interesting than any of the other colors. If we go back to our prehistoric existence, our ancestors probably never saw a purple fruit, flower, bird, fish, or any living thing because purple is very rare in nature. It's interesting because I have purple flowers that I've planted all in my backyard. I have purple everything, all sorts of different flowers. And I thought, well, gee, I planted them. I went and picked them out and planted them. It's man-made. But so going back into prehistoric time, it really kind of makes you think. So here it says right here, this is hard to imagine in today's connected world. As civilizations developed, so did clothing and colored dyes. The earliest purple dyes date back to about 1900 BC. It took some 12,000 shellfish to extract 1.5 grams of pure dye, barely enough for dyeing a single garment the size of a Roman toga. It's no wonder then that this color was used primarily for garments of the emperors or privileged individuals. Over the course of history, purple pigments and dyes became less costly and complex, but one thing has remained the same. Purple symbolizes nobility and luxury to most people in the world. Today, science has revealed much more about purple than our ancestors ever realized. Purple is the most powerful visible wavelength of electromagnetic energy. It's just a few steps away from X-rays and gamma rays. Perhaps this explains why purple is associated with supernatural energy and the cosmos rather than the physical world as we know it. taking all aspects of purple's past and present into consideration. Purple symbolizes magic, mystery, spirituality, the subconscious, creativity, dignity, royalty, and it evokes all of these meanings more so than any other color. Variations of purple convey different meanings. Light purples are lighthearted, floral, and romantic. The dark shades are more intellectual and dignified. Personality traits for a purple person: inspirational leaders, kindly and just, humanitarians, self-sacrificing, visionary, creative, and strong mentally. The crown chakra is governed by the violet energy. So there you have it, a little education on the colors around you, and this can help your mind start to open up to the awareness. So as you grow and think a little deeper about the different color energies and the frequencies around you, I hope this will help you in your spiritual quest. So thank you so much for this time.